With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Speaking with White House reporters, Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller was asked who is in charge in Venezuela.
The President of the United States has asked Secretary Rubio, who also happens to be his National Security Advisor, to directly, of course, under the President's close guidance and direction, to be the lead on this process. But obviously, there's many other elements involved. You have energy policy, treasury policy, financial policy, military policy. So it's a big team and group of people. Everybody's working great and closely together, again, under President Trump's leadership.
Meanwhile, deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro declared himself innocent and a decent man as he pleaded not guilty to federal drug trafficking charges in a New York City courtroom today. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has ended his brief bid for a third term as governor after allegations of fraud in daycare centers in the state continued to grow.
As I reflect on this moment with my family and my team over the holidays, I came to the conclusion that I can't give a political campaign my all. Every minute that I spend defending my own political interest would be a minute I can't spend defending the people of Minnesota against the criminals who prey on our generosity and the cynics who want to prey on our differences.
Walz accused President Trump of weaponizing fraud allegations for political gains. Activists say the death toll in violence surrounding protests in Iran has risen to at least 35. The figure came from the U.S.-based Human Rights Activists News Agency, which said more than 1,200 people have been detained in the protests, which have been ongoing for more than a week. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 594 points. This is SRN News. A historic Dutch church has been lost.
It happened in the hours before Amsterdam rang in 2026. A fire broke out at the Vondel Church, spreading quickly and completely destroying the building. The church is more than 150 years old, though its congregation had declined so greatly in the second half of the 20th century that worship ended there in 1977. Since then, the building had been used for a variety of purposes, including as a music venue. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian influencers are reaching hundreds of thousands of people. Years and marks a major shift in its legal landscape. Under the amended code, sex outside marriage is punishable by up to a year in prison. This is SRN News. North Korea continues its missile testing. We hear more on the story from international correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting from London.
North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un observed test flights of hypersonic missiles and underscored the need to bolster the country's nuclear war deterrent as the country dials up weapons displays ahead of a major political conference. The official Korean Central News Agency said Sunday's drill involved a hypersonic weapons system and was meant to examine its readiness and enhance missile troops' firepower. In past years, the North has performed a series of tests to acquire it, but many foreign experts question whether the test missiles have achieved their desired speed and maneuverability during flights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.